You're listening to Group Travel Radio. Welcome to Group Travel Radio. I'm Stevie G.
And I'm Jim Delaman.
Today is Monday, April 29th. Join us as we take a look at what is going on in the group travel world during this weekly update. Group Travel Radio is produced by Group Travel Odyssey, flexible cloud-based software and service to manage group travel seamlessly. This is a big day for America's flying public, said Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg at a Wednesday morning news conference as the Department of Tourism unveiled a new rule that requires airlines to refund passengers in cash for canceled and significantly delayed flights. In addition to the reimbursement to their flights, travelers are entitled to a reimbursement of their bag fees in the event that checked baggage is considerably delayed. Additionally, travelers are entitled to a reimbursement if airlines do not provide supplementary services like Wi-Fi or seat selection.
TravelTech, the voice of the travel technology industry, has actively engaged with the U.S. Department of Transportation regarding final rules on ancillary service fees and airline refunds. TravelTech worries that the final regulations might unintentionally lead to confusion and extra expenses, even if it supports the DOT's objective of improving consumer transparency. Regrettably, today's final rules fail to account for how these goals can technically be achieved, adding unnecessary costs and confusion for consumers, said Laura Chadwick, TravelTech president and CEO. TravelTech specifically highlights how crucial it is to incorporate global distribution systems in order to give all ticket agents access to information about supplementary fees and improve customer knowledge.
Southwest Airlines is rethinking its open seating arrangement for travelers in an effort to increase sales. The airline, which operates an all Boeing 737 aircraft, currently maintains a no-seat assignment policy in contrast to the majority of airlines in the U.S. Although no concrete decisions have been taken as of yet, research has produced some intriguing findings, and Southwest is trying to find a balance between income, optimization, and simplicity.
Venice, a city renowned for its breathtaking architecture and canals, has made history by charging visitors an admission fee, a first for any destination. The purpose of this charge is to prevent crowding on busy tourist days. As part of a trial period that runs until July 14th, day trippers will now have to pay 5 euros, about $5.35 US, to enter the Lagoon City on 29 peak days, which are mostly weekends. Residents, workers, and students will not be charged this fee, nor will it apply to tourists who have made reservations for a minimum of one night at a city hotel. Additionally exempt are guests who are younger than 14. The system necessitates the creation of a QR code and online registration. Random inspections will take place, and those found in violation may face fines between 50 and 300 euros.
The Radiance of the Seas presented Royal Caribbean with an unanticipated obstacle in Vancouver as continuing repairs took longer than expected. After already experiencing a two-day delay, passengers had boarded the ship and were scheduled to set sail this past Sunday. However, a public address announcement over the ship's PA system advised passengers that their sailing would be canceled due to a persistent problem with the propulsion system while the ship was still docked in Vancouver. Royal Caribbean has offered its heartfelt apologies for any unexpected interruptions to their vacation, and all guests will be compensated with a future cruise credit for future sailings, as well as a 100% refund of the cruise cost. The cruise line will also help with airline rescheduling and reimbursement for altered travel plans.
A new innovative global relationship has been launched by Hard Rock International, Royal Caribbean International, and Celebrity Cruises. The new partnership deal allows members of Club Royale and Blue Chip Club to become eligible for exclusive offers and discounts at select Hard Rock locations, while loyalty members of Unity by Hard Rock will now be eligible for exclusive cruise prizes and savings on Royal Caribbean and Celebrity Getaways. If you're a customer of Hard Rock, now you don't have just benefits with Hard Rock. You will also have benefits with Royal Caribbean and Celebrity. And conversely, if you're a Royal Caribbean or Celebrity member, you now have benefits with Hard Rock, explained Jeff Hook, Executive Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer of Seminole Hard Rock Support Services. Hook also described this new partnership as a no-limits opportunity for customers.
It's a Coach and Go week, and on Tuesday, we're introducing the Passenger CRM. Join us live on April 30th at 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern on YouTube, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Don't forget that you can refresh your system skills anytime by reviewing the online library of GTO Coach and Go tutorials on the GTO YouTube channel.
And finally, today is World Wish Day. Every year on April 29th, people throughout the world unite to provide extra assistance to children who are afflicted with life-threatening illnesses on World Wish Day. Over 585,000 wishes have been granted in 50 countries and 6 continents by Make-A-Wish since its founding. But the organization's work is not done. Today, take some time to spread awareness, apply for the program, or start a wish jar of your own.
Please don't forget to follow Group Travel Radio on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And thanks for tuning in today.